Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is Dr. V from Dr. V with Love. You are tuned in to this special segment of Genesis Talks. Tonight, we're going to be having some sage talk about discipline. I know, yeah, we've been on this series. You forgot? Yeah, we're here. Listen, Prophetess Tanya is going to join us tonight. And we're going to flow together. We so want you to participate in the conversation tonight. So listen, get a pen, write this number down. 347-838-9054. Yeah, that's the number. You can call in. We have a very special guest tonight. The number again is 347-838-9054, and you will be a part of the talk tonight. It's Sage Talk about discipline. Dr. V and Prophetess Tanya take you to the front page of your own newsletter when they ask you the direct questions about areas in your life that lack discipline. Join the conversation. It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guess what? It is only 8:30 out in Kelly. Yeah, out on the West Coast. Prophetess Tanya, you with us? Prophetess Tanya, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I was just bragging about how you guys are early evening there, like 8:30.
That's right.
We're approaching a new day out here fastly. When we finish this broadcast, we'll be all the way into Tuesday. That's fair. just sharing with our listening audience tonight's subject matter is Sage Talk about discipline. Dr. V and Prophetess Tanya will take you to the front page of your own newsletter where they ask the direct questions about areas in your life that lack discipline. So, I know I'm going to get some calls. Yeah, we got some calls. How about that? Let me make sure. Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to Dr. V with Love. Today's talk about discipline tonight. Hello? Would you like to identify yourself? Okay, you can just listen in, and that's perfectly fine. What we do unapologetically from a Christian perspective, we open our broadcast up with prayer. We ask the Holy Spirit to really be the anchor and really the co-anchors of our show tonight. He's going to lead us and guide us into all truth. And so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name, Father. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you this way through the Dr. V with Love broadcast, and just an opportunity for us to reach out from a Christian perspective and encourage and inspire those that are listening live or archived to just embrace right, rewarding relationships, first with you, Father, then with themselves, and then with others. And we thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, you know, to be a part of reaching your people. Your word says that you draw us with cords and bands of love. And so, that being said, Father, we know we can't do anything well without you. And so we yield ourselves to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. Might someone that hears the broadcast tonight, Father, just be touched and provoked and inspired even so, to be more diligent and really attain to the whole concept of being disciplined in life, career, business, and ministry. Father, you said in your word that we must be diligent about business. And since we are, desire, Father God, most of all to please you and to be obedient to your word, you fearfully and wonderfully made us. And so you wouldn't ask us to become or be anything that you would not and have not already empowered us to be and do. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are already successful. We just have to come in alignment with you. So thank you again Be the lead tonight, Holy Spirit, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, Pastor Tanya, how was your day out on the West Coast today? We got plenty of rain over here on the East Coast.
It was a beautiful day. Today was my day of rest and recovery, so I've been doing a lot of reading and sleeping, so it's been a good day. A few minutes, the sun was shining brightly today, and so I'm thankful that it wasn't in the triple digits, but it was good.
Okay.
But how was your day?
It was a rainy day. It was my day off in a sense that, from the my chaplaincy position, and I had my grandson, so that was a job. And I love having him, but he didn't leave me a lot of room to get some things done, but I did get some things done ministry-wise, which I try to devote that to that. Didn't do any housework, so that. And I ain't mad at that, but I should have put a load of laundry in or something like that, but. So much multitasking is not good for the spirit and good for the soul. And I didn't get my nap today, so I got one eye open, right?
Oh, yeah, I do. I know you do.
Amen. I want to put our listening audience on notice right now. We will be moving the time up a little bit closer to the 10th hour because I find out by 11, that's my first twinkle time. If I get past 1 o'clock, I can stay up the rest of the night, but sometimes around 10:30, my eyes get pretty heavy.
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So, again, we just want to delve into the subject. We have a 30-minute broadcast tonight, and so we have 20 more minutes to kind of, like I said, go on the front page of our newsletter and ask some direct questions about discipline. And the reason I say that, our newsletter, to me, when Holy Spirit kind of dropped it in my spirit. It's easy sometimes for us to broadcast what we're doing well, what we enjoy doing and we've accomplished and that kind of thing. But few people put on the front page of their newsletter, even though I got ABC accomplished, I got DEF and G and H that's been hanging out there in the wind for a while. I don't know when I'm going to get that done. That kind of thing, and don't have a strategy to get it done, honestly. So we want to talk about, strength. The Bible says, though, I think over in Revelation, it says, strengthen those things that remain, that are ready to die. And I thought about that tonight when I thought about all my projects, and, I got my hands raised here. All my projects on my desk, in my file cabinet, that I started, and I haven't completed. Had a friend of mine telling you to say the other day, move into the realm of completion and see how that will impact your bottom line. That got my attention. Can you imagine, just take this journey for a second. Can you imagine if every uncompleted project you have, whether it be a song, book, poem, anything, any kind of project that you have not completed, started it but didn't complete it, if each of those projects were worth, say, $50,000, because I think sometimes we don't tend to think about what the value of completing those particular projects would be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we put
a
monetary value on everything that we did not complete, how, we should be embarrassed to say, I don't have any money. Why? Well, you got plenty of money. You just haven't positioned yourself to take it to the bank. What do you think about that, Tanya?
I think that, I was thinking, we have to get to a place where we have to have a resolve to to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Just resolve. I was thinking about Nehemiah, how he was slated to rebuild the wall, the ruins, and he set mm-hmm. his face to the task. You know, we have to do what we have to do to complete the task that we have started. The question is, why are we not finishing?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the real question. What is it? Why are we not finishing? What is it that, what's the blockage? Is it
mm-hmm.
authority? What is it, you know, I'm just too distracted, or is it I don't believe in myself? What is the reason? Because what the scripture talks about how we must, thank you, Holy Spirit, we must complete what we started a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's time to complete. So those are my thoughts, yeah.
It is time to complete. It's like what would have happened, even though it took Noah 15 years to complete the ark, what would have happened had he not completed it and the flood came?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
He would have been. He would have been in trouble with God. The for one.
Yeah.
You know. And there would have been no saving.
What
would have
happened if Esther had decided? Well, you know what? I cooked the dinner, the first day and the second time, but I don't feel like cooking a dinner for the king tonight. I'm just gonna Mordecai. He's. You know. I'm just not gonna do it. I just quit. He has a son with me. And I know he's talking about he's going to give me the half of the kingdom, but I don't really believe that. So,
mm-hmm.
Think about biblically some people who just, would have changed the course of history had they not completed their task.
Right.
Yeah. And I begin to think about that. And then come on back home to our own self,
Yeah.
And say, some things that I'm working on. I have a deadline, a fast deadline by tomorrow night at 8:00. I have to have these things finished. And so, mm-hmm. I can't pin it all on my grandson that I've been so distracted, because guess what he's doing? I promise you, my grandson did everything he wanted to do today. And I looked at that little man and go, he's persistent.
Mm-hmm.
He's persistent. He wanted two bowls of cereal, he got it. He wanted some oatmeal, he got it. He thought he wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I fixed that. But he took one bite and decided that wasn't really what he wanted. So I ate the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I completed it. I look back on that at the end of the day. I said, this little man, he's 3 years old, but he got everything, and he did everything that he set out to do today. You know, mm-hmm. he's one of those persons who he loves UmiZoomi, and he thinks UmiZoomi is on 24/7, so he's always at one of his favorite cartoons go out. No, I want to watch UmiZoomi. Please put it on the channel. So we search the channel and it's not there, but he knows substitute programs that he can watch until UmiZoomi comes on. But he knows periodically throughout the course of the day, he needs to ask about UmiZoomi because he knows it's going to come on sometime. So I looked at that at the end of the day after he left, and I came up to my office and I'm going like, okay, I'm about 3 hours behind on some of my work, that's there. But, what did I get out of this day? My grandson was persistent. And I want to present tonight that a lot of things we don't get done is because we're not persistent with it. We're not, we'll start it and we won't hold that passion to go, okay, I may have an interruption here and there, but I'm going to get back to it as soon as I can. I'm not going to let a period of time, go by without my checking in to see, can I put a little bit more time on that project? Can I ask for a little bit more resources to make it happen. My
right.
grandson, you know, he has no problem asking several times and several times again in the next 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you make this happen for me? That kind of thing. So I believe there's something to that, you know, you talk about what's keeping us. The scripture talks about a woman who went to the judge and she wanted something done, and she kept pestering the judge and kept it. Excuse me. Finally, he got to a state of vexation. He says, well, give the woman what she wants. Why? Because she was persistent. She had something she wanted to complete. She wanted to complete, I'm going to ask this judge to give me favor, and I'm going to keep asking him to what? I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so I think that it sounds too simple for us sometimes to believe it works, but, you know, that's how the little train got up the hill. It kept saying, I think I can. And it kept what?
It kept moving. It kept going forward.
Kept moving. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so we have to what? Keep it moving in the area that we, in the direction that we're trying to go.
Yeah.
If we said, say, for instance, if we said at the end of the day, not beating ourselves up about it, but just noting, okay, I got up this morning, there were several tasks that I wanted to complete. At the end of the day, I only completed half of them. Well, the tasks that I did not complete, they go to the top of the list for the next day, and they do not come off that list until they're done.
Yeah.
And I don't add anything new, per se, until the old. Yesterday has to be completed before today can get started.
I like that.
Instead of moving on to something else, just say, you know what, I can't take on anything new until I complete the old. Because I've decided that I'm going to move into the realm of completion. And also, remember at the top of our conversation, I decided that I'm going to put a monetary and an emotional value on that particular project. In other words, this is what I'm going to do to celebrate my completing this project, and I'm gonna say whatever it is, it's gonna be something that's going to inspire me and bring me pleasure, and you know I really want to do this, and so what I really really desire is attached to something that I really need to complete, and then this project I don't care what it is. If I say I'm going to do my own laundry on Wednesday and I'm going to complete it, then at the end of the day, I get to go get me some Rocky Road ice cream. I love Rocky Road ice cream, right? Then that's the emotional value I've attached to that, that I get to satiate myself that way. But the monetary value is that laundry being done in a timely manner is to me valued at what? Oh, I'm going to pay myself. I'm going to bless myself with $100 for doing my own laundry this week. Well, Dr. V, that's kind of like, that's just making me, no. If I promise myself that I'm going to bless myself with $100 and that is valued at being $100 that I complete my, I can think of a lot of things I could spend that $100 on, I want you to know. And a lot of times we spend money on that and it is attached to nothing that we complete. We just go and, you know, my husband gave me $100 on Saturday. Was it Saturday morning? No, he gave me $100 on Friday morning. And by the end of Saturday, I had spent all the $7 of that money. And I'm going, wow, that money went so fast. You know, I did some things with it. You know, I had to speak on Saturday, so I got some copies done, but that wasn't that much. That was $12. And then I didn't know when we were going to eat, and I hadn't had breakfast, so I bought breakfast for me and my girlfriend. and put a little gas in the car. I gave her money for registration for the event. Anyway, I just kind of dispersed it all throughout the day. So at the end of the day, though, I still had to look back and go, did I spend my money wisely?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but the point of being is somebody else had given me that money. My husband had given me that money. I hadn't really attached that money to anything that I needed to complete. In other words, if I could have said, okay, Berlin, you have this $100, but you can't spend this $100 until you complete XYZ. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Make the monetary worth be contingent upon your completing something. Give your money an assignment. And then also, that's one aspect. And then the other aspect is you look at the tasks that you have to complete. What is the potential of income? Am I completing that and marketing that, selling that? And because whatever I'm working on, whether, again, what I said, it's a book or a CD or a business plan or a creative art piece or whatever it is that you are creating or making, and if I complete that, somebody's going to desire that. And so I can say, you know what? I can look over there at that project and say, that's $5,000. I could have in my bank account drawing interest or invested drawing interest. You know, that's what it's worth. But it's sitting over there until I can't even cash in that $5,000 or align myself to receive that $5,000 until I complete that project.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good teaching right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, put a monetary value on it. Jesus said that we are more precious than gold, silver and gold. Even the disciples told a man who was asking for alms, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have, give unto thee, and rise up and walk. Well, what would he have chosen? If he would give it a choice, we got some silver and gold, but, you know, what we may have something you might be interested in that's more valuable than silver and gold. How about the ability to be able to walk so you can go and make your own silver and gold?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So money can be a motivator, but also something else might be even a greater motivator. So we look at what is the greatest motivator you can put in place in order for you to move into the realm of completion with your project. Mm-hmm. And then attach that to it. You know, some people, I'm okay in the money area. Money doesn't motivate me as much as some other things. Then find out what motivates you. Find out what really rewards you. You know,
maybe
then attach that.
It might be some shoes.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, maybe if you're a shoeologist, it might be some shoes. So stilettos you've been designer, you know. Can't buy another pair until I complete this project. I can't buy that particular pair until I complete a third project. Amen?
Amen. That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. It's like I was thinking about as a child, you know, if your parents will say, if you got, you know, straight A's, then you're going to get this at the end of the grading period. It's the same thing for we need. It's like you reminded me, we need that, and not just think we're living in a mundane time, like, oh, we just go to work, go to school, do whatever we do. It's like reward yourself, and that adds to self-esteem and confidence. Like, hey, I completed this, now I'm going to treat myself. And even to celebrate the little successes as well, like you said, Rocky Road, which is my favorite ice cream, but that's another talk show. But, I don't know why you mentioned that, but anyway.
I can take a song right there, Rocky Road.
Okay, put it. But that's good. Add emotional value to it. Oh, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Very much so. It's very much needed.
You know, and so that's the lesson for tonight. That's, you know, and imagine what the front cover of our newsletter now would be if we got more things accomplished than we had originally reported, because we moved into that realm of completion by attaching emotional and financial value to that is incomplete, if that would motivate us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to continue to add on. We're not going to drop discipline now, because we really want to come away from this series with some definite go-to places that we can stay on track with completing things that God has given us to bless the world with, okay? And so with that, we're going to have you to close us out, Prophetess Tanya. Any sage words of wisdom or anything creative, we'd love to hear it.
I wrote a poem. It's called "Don't Let Them Change You."
It says,
"Don't let them change you. You got to be who you are. Why do you keep switching? Why are you mixing you? Are you trying to fit in? What profits a man to lose his soul, his wholeness, while gaining the whole world? Why do you keep sifting your authenticity? Why do you keep pacifying the life of those who don't care about how you breathe? You got to be true. You got to be true to who, to you and what you bring. Everyone has a different personality, and yours is on the table, and your soul is diseased because you keep switching to unstable. You keep oscillating like a fan, not being true to who you are. What's going on? It's time to stake your claim in your humanity. Trying to be everything to everyone is insanity. Don't let them change you. Don't let them. The rose never wants to be a tree. The tree never wants to be a fish. So in this society, we be brave enough to say this is who God made me. This is who I am to be. And if I change, it's for God and not me. So don't let them change you. Don't let them change you. Please be who you are.
Wow. Powerful. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And so we will see that in publication.
Yes, actually I started another book. The other books are not done yet, but I started a new book.
Awesome. Definitely. Well, keep us abreast when it's ready for our consumption, because that's powerful.
Okay.
Really good stuff there. Excuse me. The time has come for us to say goodbye. But we will not forget that we need to attach something emotional and financial to some things that we have not completed and get them done. You've been tuning in to Dr. V with Love with Prophetess Tanya. Tonight's episode was Sage Talk About Discipline. Listen to it again. Get something from it and call us and let us know how it worked out for you, okay? Have a fantabulous evening. We love you. Talk to you again at Sage Talks, Genesis Talks, rather, on next Monday. God bless you. Love you. Good night.
Good night.